Listen now and hear these words for us today from the 18th chapter of the book of Jeremiah. The word came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Come, go down to the potter's house, and there I will let you hear my words. So I went down to the potter's house, and there he was working at his wheel. The vessel he was making of clay was spoiled in the potter's hands, and he reworked it into another vessel as seemed good to him. Then the word of the Lord came to me. Can I not do with you, O house of Israel, just as this potter has done, says the Lord? Just like the clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. At one moment I may declare concerning a nation or a kingdom that I will pluck it up and break down and destroy it. But if that nation concerning which I have spoken turns from its evil, I will change my mind about the disaster I intended to bring on it. And at another moment I may declare concerning a nation or a kingdom that I will build it up and plan it. But if it does evil in my sight, not listening to my voice, then I will change my mind about the good that I had intended to do to it. Now, therefore say to the people of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, thus says the Lord, look, I am a potter shaping evil against you and devising a plan against you. Turn now all of you from your evil way, and amend your ways and your doings. May God's blessing rest upon the reading and the hearing of these holy words for us this day, for they are the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Our gracious and loving God, we are thankful for the words of Scripture, for their claim upon our daily lives and living. Even words such as these that might be difficult to swallow. But in spite of it all, in the midst of it all, O God, you desire to be in relationship with each and every one of us. And now, O God, quiet our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable, O God, to you, our rock and our Redeemer. For we ask and pray in Christ's name. Amen. Sunny day, sweeping the clouds away. On my way to where the air is sweet, can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street? There's probably not a child in America who doesn't know those words. Probably anybody 40-ish and under knows that theme song to that children's series, Sesame Street. Kids love it. And let's face it, we parents have been tormented by it. Sesame Street. How do you get there? Where do you go?
What?
I said by bus.
That's where I wore my bus tie today. You probably won't really know how to get there unless you have the address. We have a great selection of address assisting devices today. Thursday afternoon, when I was in a garage to get our fifth tire repaired this summer since the 4th of July. Yes, five tires. Four have had nails in them. One went, it went, I quote you, construction must be good. There must be a lot of building going on where we are. I saw one of those cars that was a Google car. Anybody ever seen one of those? It's got that big round basketball type eye thing on there. And if you go on Google and do some map questing and, well, no, map quest is another one. If you do Google and get directions, you can see the intersections that are live from these cameras that are going around our country and videotaping them. 2 weeks ago, I had to finally break down and purchase my third GPS because the other two have gone kaput. Andrew was with me one time and used his phone to give us the turn-by-turn, but I don't know, the volume wouldn't go up loud enough for me, and I didn't like that little tiny screen while I'm driving. I wanted a bigger one. We also can go online and print out the directions that are turn by turn that give us the exact miles in between the turns that'll tell us points to watch out for, the speed traps that are there, and a multiple list of items. The prophet Jeremiah wondered if the people of Israel knew how to get to the potter's house. The word of the Lord came to the prophet Jeremiah, "Come, go down to the potter's house, and there I will let you hear my words." And so the prophet probably followed a well-traveled dirt road that went over probably a dry riverbed, and eventually he found and arrived at the potter's house. And the potter was working at his wheel, kicking it and spinning that wheel as that clump of clay was turning, and he reworked it into another vessel that seemed good to him. Jeremiah realized that the work of the potter was an illustration of how God was seeking to reshape the people of Israel. The clay in the potter's hand was exactly like Israel in God's hands. The prophet realized that God controls the fate of the entire group of peoples as easily as the potter manipulates the lump of clay. Sometimes that clay starts off bad. If you've ever worked on a potter's wheel or thrown pottery, you know that when you put that lump of clay on there, that it's all out of balance and all out of sorts. And the first thing you need to do is center it and then work it up and down and get the air bubbles out of it so that when it fires, there's not an explosion. Sometimes that clay that looks bad starting out, but later on it improves. At one moment, says the Lord, I may declare concerning a nation or kingdom that I'm going to pluck it up and break it down and destroy it. But if that nation concerning which I have spoken turns from evil, I'll change my mind about that disaster that I intend to bring upon it. And at other times, the clay begins by looking good, but then something happens and it goes bad. And at another moment, says God, I may declare concerning a nation or a kingdom that I'll build it up and plant in it. But if it does evil in my sight, not listening to my voice, then I'm going to change my mind about the good that I was going to do. You see, Jeremiah is reminding us that it's God who's in control, constantly working and reworking us into the vessels that seem good to Almighty God. If we turn from evil, says Jeremiah, then we'll be reshaped into something that is wonderful. If we continue ignoring God and living selfish and sinful lives, well, then indeed we're going to be totally reshaped. Now, I know a lot of us like to be in charge and in control, and we want to make and mold our own lives after those things that we want instead of allowing ourselves to be shaped and molded. We want to have it our own way. We do not want to have it the way of the divine potter. Following our own ways can, well, just lead us somewhere into a ditch. So we need to go to the potter's house and to gain some tips that the potter offers us. The path to the potter's house begins with the right address. At this particular location, God is not expecting us to show up in some kind of final, complete, perfect form. Nor is God waiting to jump on us and smash us for our sins. Even John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, said that we are to move on toward perfection as our goal. No, at the proper spot on Potter's House Lane, God is the one that will shape us into the people that God intends and has created us to be. As we turn onto Potter's Lane, we may allow ourselves to be shaped and reshaped by Almighty God. So it doesn't matter what shape we show up in, God's going to reshape us. We don't need to worry about those sins or those flaws of the past, because the potter is the one who's going to purify us and make us new. We don't need to stress out about the wrong turns that we've taken on our road and our pathway to get there, because it's the potter that's going to move us into the right direction. See, in the potter's house, we are ever-changing clay in the hands of that master potter. God says, amend your ways, amend your doings. God enables us to allow the divine potter to make us and to mold us, to shape us according to that divine will, to open ourselves to being filled with the presence of God's Holy Spirit until, as we sung in the hymn just a few minutes ago, Christ, or all shall see Christ only, always living in me. Sometimes that transformation can be difficult or painful because we like to do things our own way. We prefer our own doings, and waiting for God and yielding to God can run counter to those things that we normally seek to do. But unless we find the potter's address, we'll never be shaped into that person that God desires to shape us into. And in the end, then, we'll end up being less loving, less graceful, less hopeful, less connected, and we'll be less content than we could be if our lives were intertwined and we allowed God to continually shape us and mold us. So each and every day we need to take a turn. To take a turn toward that place where God will daily shape us. To not be distracted by those dirt roads, those dry riverbeds, those things in our schedules that push and pull us in so many different ways. But to be focused upon the presence of Jesus Christ and the reshaping of Almighty God through the presence of the Holy Spirit. To allow ourselves to be shaped into a person who is right with God, a person who's right with our neighbors, a person who's right with our co-workers, a person who is willing to show Jesus Christ to the world. Potter's House Lane. There's no better address where we can go, and no better presence of which to be in other than the presence of Christ. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving God, we are thankful for this image of a potter that continually shapes and reshapes until that vessel is formed. Each and every one of us, O God, are vessels within your hands, where you seek to shape and reshape us each and every day. We pray, O God, that your hands might be upon us and your words within us, that we might go forth into the world and be that person that you have created us to be. For it's in Christ that we go. Amen.